We are back in action. I'm Shireen, the Adventure Queen. I have a friend in the house. We're talking about something very Halloweenish. Almala, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Shireen? It's great to see you.
Your beard seems like it gets longer every single time
it
I see you.
It does.
That's how hair works, right? Do you have a goal for down to your belly button?
Might as
well. That'd be
cool. ZZ Top is a good goal.
That is a very good goal. You're right.
My daughter said we should do ZZ Top for Halloween, and she would pull all of her curly hair under her chin, and I'll have my chin hairy anyway.
There you go. Yeah, that works perfect.
I have been all over the state and talked to random people, and bearded people have this brotherhood. And so all of a sudden I have all these new friends from across the rumor store, and we chat a little bit. And a lot of times it comes out, they're like, wow, how long did that take you? I have that goal. I'm going to get that long. And I said, oh, this has been about a year and a half. And they're just like, oh, well, this is my 4 years. This is my 6 years. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, some people's hair just grows faster
than
others.
This is going really fast.
Yeah.
So who knows? After a year and a half, and it's this long, a little while longer.
There seems
ridiculous.
There's some folklore with that. What is that one person? Oh, yeah, Rumpelstiltskin, or who had the long beard?
Rip Van Winkle.
He
woke up with a big long, yeah. He woke up with a big beard and didn't realize it had been years and years.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Alma, we're really excited though, because you probably were talking about Alma's beard. You probably have seen Alma, or you've seen a picture of him with his big old top hat as long as his beard and wearing a very cool old fashioned outfit. But Alma, you've been known in the area as the ghost story guy. I don't know if you know that.
It's starting to happen. A few people have known me like this for a long time, but it's spreading more, it's catching fire.
So you do haunted tours in Riverton. And
8 years ago,
is that when
the museum first asked me to give a haunted tour, because they helped me collect a few stories for my students at the high school. And so collecting those stories, and we gave them little business cards with the tour website on it that they could give them self-guided walking tour of the history of Riverton and ghost stories. And so one year they asked me, hey, would you give walking ghost tour? And I was like, yeah, you wouldn't believe how many things I've said yes.
But
I
you're
would.
Passionate about it. You like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Very much.
So you recently did a haunted tour in downtown Riverton a couple of weeks ago. You had 50 people following you around town making a spectacle.
Right, big spectacle. We blocked the traffic for a while. We had 50 people crossing the road.
Right.
Doesn't quite take the 15 seconds.
Led by a guy with a huge top hat.
Came down the traffic,
right?
And I sacrificed myself.
Yep.
To...
You're a good man. You're a good man. Okay. So you have another haunted tour coming up.
Yes. So for 8 years, I've done it through the Riverton Museum, and it's just as a favor, and it's one of their biggest fundraisers, and that's fantastic. I love doing it for them. But I go to tours all over the country. Whenever I stop at a different city, I look up their ghost tours, and I feel like it's so lame when they only have it in October. Hauntings only happen in October. You have to mind your manners and stop at these dates. No. If hauntings are hauntings, if they live at all, they live all the time, right? So I just want to be part of an ongoing ability to take haunted tours of Riverton.
I know you mentioned doing something in December.
Yeah. So that will be back with the museum. We're talking about doing, it's lost history that ghost stories are a big part of old-fashioned Christmas celebrations.
The ghosts of Christmas past.
The ghosts of Christmas past. Charles Dickens did a great job, but even with scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long ago, it's the most wonderful time. There's a couple little blurbs that we have in our pop culture, but it was a thing with Charles Dickens' mm-hmm. time. That's why he put ghosts in his story, because ghost stories are often associated with Christmas.
But Alma, I want to talk about the event on the 28th at 6 o'clock. How do people get tickets to that or be a part of it? Do they just show up?
So I would appreciate as many as possible going to that RivertonDowntowners.org. If you see the little flyer, you click on that, it takes you to a side page that Carol Harper and the Downtowners have created for me. They're doing a big thing to promote downtown all over. Part of their promotion has to be the history of Riverton downtown area. And as much as I tell ghost stories, I also have a lot of history. It's about 50-50.
Yeah, you're a total history buff, man.
For some reason, yeah, I like that too.
Yeah,
yeah, I like the story of the people, and so part of the story is the ghost, and part of the story is our personality and the origins.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
My mom saw ghosts all the way until her passing. My dad even had a room full of ghosts around him that he could describe, and everybody would say, oh, that was so and so. My sister and my other sister and my brothers, they see ghosts all the time. My mom raised us on just different times where she saw a ghost, or this old lady would be humming when singing with her while she's cooking in our kitchen, and the old lady had been dead for a long time. Mm-hmm. We never knew her. But the only recollection I have of seeing something that I would call a ghost is I was 7 years old and we were living with my grandma and everybody was gone. I was eating breakfast and my buddy was waiting for me. And there's this 7 foot tall shadow walking right through the dining room, like right next to me. And my face just drained. And my friend in the doorway didn't see anything else, but saw me and took off. Him bolting gave me a little bit of courage. And I was probably, my little nephew jumped right over a snake to get back to his dad because he got scared. I probably did the same thing. I probably bolted right through the shadow to chase my friend to get out of there. But yeah, I don't think my brain lets me see ghosts after that. I think that was like the block saying, no, you can't handle it. We don't register those things anymore.
Interesting. It's cool though, when you talk about, if you do talk to Alma and talk to him about where did you get the love for ghost stories and storytelling and haunted things of that nature, and it comes from your mom and your from your upbringing.
Yeah, it's just a culture. Yeah. It's just a thing. Like my sister started a spooky stories podcast down in San Diego that she did for a while. And it's just a thing. My uncle would always tell ghost stories at family reunions. And one of the nights of a family reunion camp out was like all dedicated to ghost stories around campfire. It's just, it's a shared culture for sure with my siblings and my cousins.
I love it. And you know what's so cool too about this haunted tour that's coming up on the 28th at 6 o'clock this coming Saturday? You can pay via Venmo. Super easy online. RivertonDowntowners.org is the location that you go. And then you're just going to click on the haunted tour.
You'll jump into the Google form and you just answer a couple questions.
Super easy.
Yeah, you can give me cash in person or pay ahead on Venmo or pay then on Venmo. I'll have my code.
Yeah, cash is cool too as well if you want to show up on Saturday. Meeting at the 307 Financial parking lot.
Yep,
awesome.
Right next to there.
Now, how long does it go on Saturday night? Because there's a lot of events happening. People have kids. They want to go. And is it kid friendly?
It is. I've had a lot of kids who are just fascinated, who are hanging on every word of the tour. And it's a lot of fun to have them there, their perspective. I've had really young kids and I've had a lot of teenagers. I've had kids from Job Corps. They had a big group come down a year or so ago. And just all ages have enjoyed it quite a bit. And we go for about an hour and a half. We start there, we end there after doing a loop. But the end of this tour will be a little bit negotiable.
Cool. Yeah, listen to this. This is cool.
My friend Leslie Larson, who has a great collection of paranormal material that she's collected all over the country in Studio 402, they are doing their annual haunted houses in the basement of 402. And the last stories of my tour, the last stop of our loop is Studio 402 and the stuff that she shared with me and some media that I have on my phone that I show people and the crazy stories behind how they knew for sure their basement is haunted. She has said that at the end of my tour, we should just go ahead and enter their haunted house. And so anybody from the tour who's willing will get a discount at Studio 402's haunted basement. Mm. And the place I just tell you ghost stories about and show you pictures of crazy stuff.
You get to go through the actual haunted
house.
And
then jump in there.
That's cool. That's cool, Alma. I like this. This is cool. So this weekend, a lot of Halloween festivities, but Alma Law is guiding the haunted tour downtown. RivertonDowntowners.org to get your tickets. You can show up with cash at 6 o'clock, 307 Financial. Takes about an hour and a half. It is for folks of all ages. Now, Alma, if you have young kids in there, do you scale back?
I'm sorry, but
if I'm there and I see a young kid, I'm going to think initially that, oh man, this is going to be watered down a little bit. But we want the real, the raw stuff, right?
Yeah. I didn't want to be treated as a kid when I was a kid.
Yeah, no joke. I love that. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I really enjoy these.
Yeah, thanks for having this,
and
too.
A lot of stories come out. So if you have a story, like if downtown stuff, I collect, like my tour has changed over the years because people on my tour say, ooh, did you hear about this? Or ooh, I had a thing with this. Or ooh, my, and please reach out to me. If stories, I just got a phone number from a lady yesterday who said, call me sometime and I'll tell you more.
I like
it. Yeah, I'm looking for there's an attorney office right now that everybody tells me used to be the first library that was opened by Bella Motes off Adams. If stories about that, they said, is that haunted? And I was like, I don't even know. I only find things that people have stories about or in the newspaper.
I know, I love it.
The early 1900s. So if stories, please contact me through RivertonDowntowners.org or find me on my tour and share your stories. It'll add to my tour.
You still doing sourdough down at the market?
Oh, yeah. I just dropped off more this morning.
Okay. If you don't support Alma through the haunted tour, support local at the Fremont local market in Riverton. That. Alma, we'll have you back, or maybe I'll see you this weekend for the tour.